and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. The first Republican presidential primary debate is tonight in Milwaukee. Frontrunner Donald Trump will not be on the stage. He's set to turn himself in to authorities in Georgia on felony charges of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election results tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is in Atlanta and says some indicted alongside Trump are trying to get out of charges.
Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is hoping to avoid being arrested at all, and he's asking the judge to rule before the surrender deadline of noon Friday. Meadows tried asking prosecutors for a reprieve. The district attorney, Fani Willis, replying, "I am not granting any extensions."
Rudy Giuliani is expected to turn himself in today. Tropical storm Franklin is making landfall on the island of Hispaniola. Both Haiti and the Dominican Republic are bracing for landslides and flooding. More than 110 million Americans in 23 states were under heat alerts on Tuesday. The heat index about 107 degrees in Chicago today. This is ABC News. Success for India, landing a rover on the moon this morning. India is the fourth country after the U.S., the former Soviet Union, and China to successfully land on the lunar surface. The rover touched down near the moon's south pole, looking for water. And you have a chance to help name a giraffe that may be the only one of its kind on the planet. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the story.
The giraffe born last month at Bright Sioux in Limestone, Tennessee, is all brown from head and long neck to toe. With no white markings to create spots normally found on the mammals, the baby is a reticulated giraffe native to the Horn of Africa and on the endangered list. But the spotless birth is so rare, it may be the only one in the world. Zoo officials are hoping the genetic gaffe will draw attention to the entire shrinking population of giraffes. The zoo now asking the public to vote on a name for the brown baby female, with the choices of four names posted on the zoo's Facebook page.
That's ABC's Michelle Franzen. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to Alaska State Troopers, a Wisconsin man drowned while out on a sport fishing charter boat in Juneau on Sunday. Theodore Short of Osseo, Wisconsin, reportedly lost his footing and fell overboard while walking across the boat. Another passenger on the ship threw a life ring to him and pulled him back to the boat, but he was unresponsive. Short was transported to the hospital upon the boat's arrival back to the harbor, but ultimately did not survive. Investigators concluded there was no evidence of foul play. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging the legislature to address the needs in the child care industry ahead of a special session in September. Governor Evers plans to use more than $1 billion of the state's $4 billion budget surplus to, quote, stave off the looming fiscal cliff facing the state's child care industry. According to the press release, over 2,000 child care programs are projected to close, losing 4,880 child care jobs and leaving over 87,000 children in Wisconsin without child care. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/nightlight. Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local Civic Media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Classic for you. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, Too Late to Turn Back Now. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hey, if you want to join us on the phone, feel free. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And just before the break, we were discussing this new program for people in Wisconsin who want to become organic farmers. And this program is the first of its kind in the United States. There is a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel discussing this program, talking about how it's set up. And it says here the two-year program costs about $700 total, or the cost of 3 required classes taken virtually through the Northeastern Wisconsin Technical College based in Green Bay. But that doesn't mean it's easy, given broader issues within farming as a career. Here's a quote. It says, a lot of farmers don't feel like they're set up to succeed. That's a quote from Sarah Janes Ugaretz, the apprenticeship program manager with the community-supported agriculture nonprofit Fair Share CSA Coalition. She said, it's really fulfilling and rewarding, but it's a difficult thing to do as a career long term. As part of her doctorate degree in environment and resources, Janes Ugaretz researched the conditions that create positive labor experiences on vegetable farms. The apprenticeship's focus on management is strategic, she said. It helps newcomers find their way into higher paying jobs without having to take the leap of starting their own farm. It's all in the interest of building a workforce that has a better chance for long-term stability with less turnover and less burnout. Finding affordable land, startup capital, and housing, as well as paying for healthcare and student loans, were among the top challenges among young farmers in the 2022 national survey. Those barriers to entry particularly affected farmers of color, the study found. About half of the incoming apprentices this year are from out of state, Jane Ugaritz said. She hears from organizations outside of Wisconsin weekly with interest in growing similar programs. Currently, the apprenticeship can handle about 24 apprentices total, she said, which could grow if demand continues. Selesky is one of four apprentices working at the 430-acre Gwenin Hill Farm near Waukesha, 15 of which are used to grow vegetables. While she's happy to be building a longer career in farming, she wants to see a stronger connection between food, how it's produced, where and by whom, and people who eat it. She says, our whole food system needs to change. A farmer, or I should say a former apprentice, Liz Lyon, now oversees the growth of more than 70 varieties of vegetables at Gwenin Hill. It's her year-round job to figure out how to make those vegetables grow steadily for several months. The task requires farmers to merge their knowledge about plants with business. The 2022 National Survey found the cost of production, or making enough money from a product, was a main challenge for young farmers. One of the main ways Gwenin Hill pays its bills is through CSA shares. For $600 up front, customers pick up vegetables from the farm biweekly, June to October. Weekly pickups cost $1,200. The farm has about 300 shares this season across various payment options and also sells produce at a farmer's market to a few local stores and restaurants and at its own farm stand store. During the off season, Lyon works with apprentices to recap how the previous growing season turned out and to set goals for the next growing season. They plan for elements like the farm's crop rotation or where seeds should be planted depending on the nutrients in the soil left behind from its previous crop. Green beans, for example, leave behind lots of nitrogen, one of sweet corn's favorite foods. Quote, you make a lot of very specific plans over the winter, but then you have to be really adaptable and be able to switch things up based on the weather or a million other factors, Lyon said. From February to June, farmers attend to seedlings in the greenhouse. Some plants prefer to be planted as soon after frost as possible, like tomatoes, and harvested as needed all summer. Others, like winter squash and potatoes, grow until early fall when they are harvested in one go. Broccoli and lettuce are among the vegetables that are succession planted a few weeks apart throughout the summer to ensure a steady harvest for the CSAs. Apprentices track their learning against a set of curriculum overseen by the state. They are employed at least 32 hours weekly during the growing season. It's up to the farm whether to pay during the off season. Apprentices are also paid for the 144 hours they spend on classwork through the technical college. Wages average out to about $14 hourly across current apprentices in the program. Of the 22 farms where they work, 10 also provide housing. As the program manager, Jane Ugaritz said, she talks with potential apprentices up front about housing and transportation, knowing those factors can act as a barrier to entry. Some farms are considering whether to subsidize the cost of employee housing using a stipend. Growing up near Rice Lake, Brian Randall helped out on neighbors and friends' dairy farms. After finishing a career in the Marine Corps, he returned to Wisconsin and began a farming apprenticeship. On a Tuesday in early August, Randall spent the morning hilling, the word hilling in quotation marks, hilling leeks using a vintage red tractor. The process of pulling up soil around their stalks shields them from the sun, protecting the tender white stalk used in cooking. Nearby, the farm's informal mascot, a Chilean terrier named Riley, watched Randall intently. It's this lifestyle, working close to the land, among nature and animals, that draws people to try farming. But running a successful business means retaining employees who stick around for the grittier, dirtier side of the job. Linda Halley, Gwenon Hills' general manager, said that's one reason the business decided to support the apprenticeship program. It attracts serious employees, like Randall, who are looking for careers. It gives the business a more stable influx of employees rather than workers looking for a one-time fun summer job. Quote, first it was like, yeah, we want to train the next generation of farmers, Halley said. Well, that's a fine statement to make, but are you doing it? And now we're doing it in a much more intentional way, and the program is helping us, end quote. Casual mentoring has always existed in farming, said Harriet Bihar, the farmer services consultant with the Organic Farmers Association, a national nonprofit that advocates for expanded organic farming. Behar spent 16 years running a farmer-to-farmer mentoring program, which is still operating today through the nonprofit called Marble Seed. As more organizations have cropped up to support farmers, so too have programs that leverage the benefits of one-on-one mentorship to usher new workers into the industry, she said. She's also managed an organic farm since 1989. The market is out there, she said. Think local produce in grocery stores, farm-to-table restaurants, and farmers markets. What's key is learning how to get started selling sustainably. Quote, in farming, you have to love it, she said. If you're just kind of doing it as I'm going to make some money, it's kind of a job, forget it, she said. So that's the first of its kind in the United States program right here in Wisconsin. People learning how to be organic farmers. It's an important thing. Organic produce, good for you, good for the earth. Hey, if you have an opinion on that, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. Going to take a break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are sweet, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo!
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 91 this afternoon. Under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 64 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 84 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 83.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The dog catcher, baby, do the dog catcher.
Dogs.
This is a story of a famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
So, 24 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, music from Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, getting pretty funky in here on a Wednesday morning at 83 degrees in Eau Claire right now, 83 degrees in Richland Center. By the way, Richland Center looking for a high today around 101 degrees. Man, has it ever been that hot in Richland Center? And even in Eau Claire, they're looking for a high today around 97 degrees. Be careful if you have to go outside. There is an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure you take some breaks if you have to go out there and work. And the next thing that I want to talk about is tomorrow, the 24th of August, would have been the 101st birthday of Howard Zinn. Now, I know some of my listeners right now are getting all excited. Oh, is he going to talk about Howard Zinn? And other people are saying, well, who the heck is Howard Zinn? Well, if you're not familiar with him, he was an author, historian, lecturer, playwright, a guy who influenced a lot of people. And one of the things he's most known for is being an historian. And we've all heard that expression before, that those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it. And now it seems like there are a lot of politicians, mainly conservative politicians, who want to rewrite history. And they're making a serious effort to do so wherever they can, in textbooks and online and through their own books and speeches. But I want to give you a story here from The Progressive, the Progressive magazine, progressive.org. And the headline on this story, posted 2 days ago by Eleanor Bader, is Howard Zinn at 101, needed now more than ever, as attacks on teaching the true history of the United States increase. It's important to remember the impact of Howard Zinn. And by the way, for those of you that aren't familiar with Howard Zinn, his last name is spelled Z-I-N-N. I'll give you a little bit of this piece before we have to head to the next break. It says, in September of 2020, several months after the police murders of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd sparked protests across the country, then President Donald Trump issued Executive Order 13950. This order barred federal agencies from conducting staff trainings on systemic racism, sexism, or gender identity because, as the administration saw it, such instruction perpetuated, quote, the false belief that America is an irredeemably racist and sexist country, end quote. That same month, September of 2020, the first White House conference on American history brought together conservative activists to decry the movement for Black lives. Attendees were thrilled to hear Trump denounce what he termed decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools, and to call for our sons and daughters to know that they are citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. We will reclaim our history and our country, Trump declared, and pledged that the nation would steer clear of books, films, and videos like those of Howard Zinn that try to make students ashamed of their own history. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The first Republican presidential primary debate is tonight in Milwaukee. Frontrunner Donald Trump will not be on the stage. He's set to turn himself in to authorities in Georgia on felony charges of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election results tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Atlanta and says some indicted alongside Trump are trying to get out of charges.
Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is hoping to avoid being arrested at all, and he's asking the judge to rule before the surrender deadline of noon Friday. Meadows tried asking prosecutors for a reprieve, the district attorney, Fani Willis, replying, "I am not granting any extensions."
Rudy Giuliani is expected to turn himself in today. Tropical storm Franklin is making landfall on the island of Hispaniola. Both Haiti and the Dominican Republic are bracing for landslides and flooding. More than 110 million Americans in 23 states were under heat alerts on Tuesday. The heat index about 107 degrees in Chicago today. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. All eyes will be on Wisconsin tonight as the first Republican primary debate takes place in Milwaukee. Eight Republican presidential candidates will take the stage for the first debate, with a glaring absence, former President Donald Trump, who instead of participating in the debate, recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The primary debate represents an important opportunity for Republican hopefuls to speak directly to the voters of Wisconsin, traditionally an important swing state. The Wisconsin State Patrol has announced it will be giving special attention to brake inspections this week for the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance's Brake Safety Week. State police will be looking for cracks, missing pieces, and visible damage to brake components with special attention to disc brakes for the conditions of the rotors, in an effort to keep the highways as safe as possible for all drivers. Earlier this week, state police announced they will also use aerial enforcement in some highway corridors. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pinball.
distractions. Can't hear no buzzers and bells. Don't see no lights are flashing. Plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay. Never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
And celebrating the birthday, Keith Moon, drummer for The Who, the guy who was in a class all his own when it comes to wild, wild drumming. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning. We got 9:36 right now. And Aaron, you were talking about Keith Moon. You're a drummer. Is that right?
Yeah. And growing up and falling down YouTube rabbit holes of looking up great drummers, he's definitely one of the first ones that comes up.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mentioned earlier, in case you're just tuning in, that Keith Moon had a style that reminds me of somebody playing a lead solo on drums all the time. It really didn't have much to do with keeping a beat the way we normally think of somebody playing a drum kit. But he was just, it was like he had something to prove all the time. That's what it seems like, or at least it feels like. What do you think? What's your opinion of Keith Moon's drumming?
I think the word that everyone uses, that you've used also, is wild. That he, it, and yet it still fits. It's just such a big part of The Who's sound that it's loud and in your face. And he definitely, like you said, playing it like a lead instrument, you can almost feel like there's a melody to it.
Yeah, exactly right. And you remember after he passed away at such a young age, what was it, 1979 or so, the Who replaced him with Kenny Jones, who was a great drummer, but nothing like Keith Moon. He was more of a standard drummer who was a good drummer, played with the Faces and the Small Faces before that. But man, the songs didn't sound the same, and that's probably why he didn't last that long. They replaced him with Ringo's kid, Zach Starkey, who has a style closer to Keith Moon's, although I don't know if we'll ever see somebody like that again. I'm sure there is a listener right now going, hey, enough of The Who stuff. Let's go back to that story about Howard Zinn. All right, good idea. Let's do that. Hey, we left off at the place where we were discussing the fact that the former president, Trump, talking about Howard Zinn. By the way, if you're just joining us, I'm looking at a story at the Progressive, progressive.org, talking about history, how important it is to learn real history and not the history that some politicians, mainly on the right side, are trying to push these days, actually trying to rewrite history. And it seems like a concerted effort on the right, people trying to rewrite history. And we left off here where the former president made a quote or made a statement. He said, "We will reclaim our history and our country," Trump declared, and pledged that the nation would steer clear of books, films, and videos, quote, like those of Howard Zinn, try to make students ashamed of their own history. So anything that makes us feel bad, anything that makes us feel ashamed of behavior from people that lived in the past, we should just rewrite it, right? Let's create our own history so that we feel good about what happened in the past. I'll continue with the story from the Progressive. It says, the fact that historian and activist Howard Zinn, who lived from 1922 until 2010, by the way, his birthday is tomorrow, would have been 101 years old. The fact that historian and activist Howard Zinn was called out by name did not surprise Deborah Menkart. Menkart is a co-director of the 15-year-old Zinn Education Project, also known as the ZEP, Zinn Education Project, a grassroots group coordinated by two progressive educational entities, Teaching for Change and Rethinking Schools, that are committed to teaching accurate accounts of U.S. history alongside presentation of truthful material about race, climate change, gender identity, the continuing impact of chattel slavery, and ongoing struggles to win human and civil rights both domestically and abroad. Quote, Zinn consistently elevated the role of ordinary people to make change and organize to improve their lives, Menkart tells the Progressive. This is threatening to the status quo, end quote. Indeed, Zinn has been a right-wing target since his most popular book, A People's History of the United States, was first published in 1980. It has now been reprinted more than 150 times in at least a dozen languages and has sold more than 2 million copies. But that has not convinced the right of the book's merit. Harvard history professor and Nixon supporter Oscar Handlin, writing in the American Scholar shortly after the book's release, called it deranged and a fairy tale. Likewise, students at Virginia Tech who were affiliated with Accuracy in Academia, a spinoff of the conservative watchdog group Accuracy in Media, called for the book to be banned from history classes. These are but two early examples. The flurry of opposition to A People's History has been near constant for the 43 years since its publication. As sales of the book skyrocketed throughout the 1980s, reactionary pundits weighed in. Thomas Sowell characterized the book as un-American, while Mary Graber's 2019 Debunking Howard Zinn demonized him as, quote, a corrupt teacher, a fraudulent historian, and an anti-American agitator, end quote. And Zinn, of course, is not the only historian to be deemed nettlesome by the right, although his work continues to be called out. Recent targets have included the 1619 Project, developed by Nicole Hannah-Jones and writers at the New York Times, and any and all programs from kindergarten through graduate school in all 50 states that teach unvarnished accounts of America's racial history. The latter concern, shorthanded as the teaching of critical race theory, has made public schools, public libraries, sites of contentious battles over curricula, teaching materials, age-appropriate readings, and course content. This isn't new, but groups like Moms for Liberty and No Left Turn in Education have been extremely vocal since 2020 and have garnered a great deal of media attention. This has enabled them to win financial support from deep-pocketed donors who want to privatize education, something Zinn strongly opposed, and to restrict schools from becoming sites of community engagement. They've had some significant wins. According to U.S. News and World Report, within a year of Trump's Executive Order 13950, 250 measures were introduced at the federal, state, and local levels to outlaw the teaching of CRT, critical race theory. These measures have largely remained in place despite Joe Biden's revocation of the order immediately after taking office. 90% of them have focused on K through 12 classrooms. But the right did not stop at the schoolhouse door, and legislation watchers report that these measures dovetailed with efforts to ban books and get conservative activists elected to school boards and library boards. While electoral results have been mixed, conservatives have made headway on censorship since the fall of 2021. PEN America has tracked more than 4,000 efforts to ban books, including several by Howard Zinn, dealing with race, gender identity, and sexuality from libraries and schoolrooms. Moreover, PEN reports that a total of 874 distinct titles came under fire during the first half of 2022-23 academic year, with the majority of bans taking effect in, can you guess which states? If you said Florida, Missouri, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, you are correct. But progressives are also mobilizing, and groups including the Zinn Education Project, Red, Wine, and Blue, PEN America, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the American Library Association, and Honest Education Action and Leadership Together Race Forward are pushing back and organizing teach-ins, teacher trainings, and study groups in support of academic freedom and public education. Those sound like good things to me. Academic freedom and public education. Organizations and institutions are also circulating banned books. The Brooklyn Public Library, for one, now provides free online access to censored material for all students, regardless of where they live. Some of these groups are also supporting Katie Rinderly and Melissa Temple, teachers who have been fired for teaching prohibited texts. Many progressive organizations are calling out the bias, racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia of the right amid these battles over public education as well. And there's a little bit more to this story that we're going to get to after a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Sam, how do you do? Give me five. I'm still alive. Ain't no luck. I learned to duck. Check my pulse. It don't change. Stay 72. Shine or rain, wave the flag, pop the bag, rock the boat, skin the goat.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. tonight. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 91. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Daytime highs approaching 84 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was.
Yes, what a wonderful world this would be if we just taught history the way it actually happened instead of having politicians try to rewrite history, rewrite the history books. That's what we're discussing Howard Zinn at 101 years old. Tomorrow would have been his birthday. Historian, lecturer, playwright, Howard Zinn, a guy who supported public education and also supported the teaching of history as it actually happened. We've been going over this story in the Progressive that was posted at progressive.org a couple of days ago. And by the way, I should mention that it's 89 degrees already in La Crosse, 85 degrees in Eau Claire. La Crosse today looking for a high around 102, Eau Claire high around 97. Everybody's under an excessive heat warning. And if you're going outside, be careful. Don't overdo it. Make sure you stay hydrated. You know how to do it. Today's one of those days. You got to watch out. Hey, getting back to the story about Howard Zinn, I left off where it says, Jesse Hagopian, co-editor of the books Teaching for Black Lives and Black Lives Matter at School, and an editor at Rethinking Schools, sees the right-wing push to censor books and limit instructional content as resurgent McCarthyism. Quote, teachers are being fired for teaching the truth about race and sexual identity, Hagopian tells the Progressive. The Zinn Education Project has organized hundreds of study groups for teachers so that they can discuss the history they did not learn in high school or college. The groups also give them a way to form support networks for themselves as educators. The people who join these groups self-select and are committed to teaching the truth about Black history, LGBTQ+ identity, and people's history. They commit to teaching lessons that focus on people who've been left out of traditional textbooks and teaching materials, end quote. In addition, an annual ZEP, or Zinn Education Project-sponsored Teach Truth Day of Action gives teachers, parents, students, and progressive activists an opportunity to publicly denounce the right wing's educational vision and put forward a plan that celebrates diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Day of Action also allows participants to plan and coordinate attendance at school board meetings, public hearings, and other events. Knowing history is key in planning a successful fight back, Hagopian explains, quote, the rights attack follows a playbook developed during the McCarthy red and lavender scares of the 1950s. In that period, the right began by attacking people as communists. Then they went after people who were organizing for labor rights or racial justice. This was followed by a lavender scare and people lost jobs if they were gay. Today, the right wing is going after anti-racist educators and zeroing in on gender identity, calling people child abusers or groomers if they support trans kids or LGBTQ plus acceptance. While we have to struggle for many things in our quest for social justice, we have to know our history. That's something I learned from Howard Zinn, end quote. Agopian is far from the only person who has taken Zinn's message to heart. Zinn's influence continues to motivate resistance and serves as an example to other writers of people's histories, of sports, of empire, of indigenous people, of civilization, all of whom have modeled their books on a people's history of the United States. Likewise, authors and historians such as Anthony Arnove, Heather McGee, Robin Spencer, and Jean Theo Harris, to name just a few, have written books and delivered lectures that, like Zinn, center regular folks in their accounts of events and social policies. So, let's toast the lasting impact of the great Howard Zinn on his upcoming 101st birthday. May his memory continue to inspire, and may his family and friends lift a glass on August 24th, tomorrow, to celebrate his enduring example. And I would suggest to you that if you've never read the book by Howard Zinn about our history, the people, or I should say a people's history of the United States, I would encourage you to do so, especially if you're concerned about what's going on and the efforts by some politicians, mainly on the right, who are trying to rewrite history. It looks like we've run out of time for today. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day and try to stay cool and hydrated. See you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. The journey was long. They sacrificed and they paid the price. So I can live this wonderful life. And I know this is where is where I belong. La la, la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. This is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong.
I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On August 26th, check out the Amory Farmers Market. It takes place from 9 a.m. till noon. On August 30th, enjoy Michael Park and a free concert. It's Patchouli performing live at 6 p.m. On August 31st, enjoy live music from Alyssa Hansen Duo and a classic car show. It's at Amory Ale Works. That's from 5 until 8:30 p.m. And on September 13th, St. Joseph's Catholic Church is hosting Human Trafficking Awareness Night with special guest Ashley Moore. To get more details, log on castmn.org.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.